you get up early in the morning, you get your animals in the barn, tie them up, rinse them, get their hair perfect. You go about your day's work, and then at night, you do it all over again. For livestock families, though, you know, the state fair, it's not just a time to show off your livestock. It's a time to connect with friends and make memories with your family. You know, this is our state championship for livestock, but it's also our summer vacation. My family now has four generations that have been involved with showing livestock, and hopefully there's going to be a lot more generations that will follow. You know, my sister, her day at the fair, is there any place you'd rather be in the whole world? And that was it for us. Saturdays at the fair, that was our biggest day. We get up as early as 3 o'clock in the morning to get our animals ready for the day. You got to wash them and be ready to go for that 8 a.m. show. And the day, it doesn't end, early. It goes late into the evening. So many of our special memories, family memories, come from showing livestock. You know, lessons that are learned, and even a few shenanigans along the way have all happened in the beef complex. My parents, they actually met at the fair. My mom, she likes to joke. At least I think it's a joke. Her family is from Chamberlain, and she always marries someone from Huron just so she could go to the fair every single day, every single year. And for the past 44 years, that actually has worked out for her. My dad, he was superintendent from 1975 to 1977. And the building that we just lost, that was built in 1977. So he was the first superintendent of the building that we lost. And my mom was the first back when Bob Blanzer was the state fair manager. So lots of history and memories and everything go into the beef complex and what happens at the state fair.